All right, welcome back, you degenerates.
Welcome back, everybody!
To the 15th episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates.
Woo!
All right, Spencer, I need you. Choose a number between 1 and 98.
I'm going to pick number 17.
17, and on my list here, 17, Dragon Girls.
Yeah!
Just straight up Dragon Girls.
Let's go! I'm all for Dragon Girls.
Yes.
I honestly believe I'm like a secret scaly. At this point, I've seen a track of all my favorite, like, things.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, there seems to be a trend. It's like, I didn't realize it until recently. I'm like, there seems to be a constant trend.
You like very muscular girls. You like wings. that kind of tracks.
And
the tail.
Snake girls.
Yeah. So that tracks.
Dragon Girls are cute as fuck.
Yeah, alright. So, before we get into it, what is going to be our initial rating?
No, crap. It's going to be like a 9.
It's going to be a 9 for you?
That's going to be a 9. It's Dragon Girls, man. Fucking Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, man.
Fair.
So good.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to say 7. I'm going to say 7 initially.
Okay. Alright. We changed. Go on.
Alright. The highest level of monsters, combining a strong body with high intelligence. They are fearsome monsters with sharp claws that can tear through steel, and they breathe fire that can incinerate anything. They have been titled as rulers of the earth because of the enormous power they possess. They take an arrogant, high-handed attitude towards not only humans, but other monsters as well. They have taken on the form of women due to the demon lord's power, but because of the enormous power they already possessed from birth, they haven't been completely subverted by her power. They have even temporarily temporarily change into the form of the enormous dragons from the time before the new demon lord took over. Also, they love treasure, including precious metals, jewels, and rare magic items. Their lairs are full of all the treasures they have collected. Although they have high intelligence, their behavior and emotions are strongly governed by their instinct, and they can't go against them. They are rulers of the earth, and they look down on humans as worthless, insignificant beings. Then they try to act uninterested, but because of the influence of the demon lord's power, by instinct they can't help but recognize human males as males of their race. That's interesting. For that reason, exactly opposite of their attitudes, their instinct gives them a powerful aversion to harming humans. Because of it, they cannot harm people even though they have the power to take a human life effortlessly. They even end up having endearing feelings for humans. When they find a man who strikes their fancy, they can't go against their urge as monsters. They take him back to their lair, give in to the urge, and have sex. The man taken away by them are treated as their most valuable treasure and are not allowed to leave their sides. The men will end up being loved dearly and showered with affection continuously, receiving praise from having sex with them. However, if their instincts ever recognize a human male as a male more powerful than themselves, then they're ruled by an instinct that forces them to obey the male, have sex with the male, and bear young. If this happens, there's not a trace of the dragon ruler of the earth left. They fawn on their husbands and strongly seek sex, becoming mere female lizards. Furthermore, due to their great haughtiness, they will not meet with people. They often turn the tables on would-be dragon slayers and defeat them. So it is not uncommon for a dragon to go her whole life without having had sex with a human man. When such a dragon dies, demonic energy gathers in the corpse after it loses strength. It binds with her lingering regards about never having mated with a human man or having children. She will then be resurrected as a dragon zombie. After resurrection, the decay of their body is stopped by demonic energy, but in exchange, their pride and rational mind rots away. They become exactly female lizards that just greedily desire to mate with human men and produce offspring. Goodness.
That was a lot.
Yep.
Alright, so, important question.
Yes.
Fuck in human form, fuck in dragon form.
Human form. I think the dragon one would be... I mean, yes, you could do both, but I feel like if we're talking actual dragon-sized proponents...
Proportions. Proponents.
Don't worry about it. You're not gonna fit in. Like, you're not gonna do anything for her.
You're gonna,
at all.
You're using your entire arm.
No, you're using your entire body. You're using your entire body for that.
Listen.
There is
venture
literally...
Venture where no man has ventured before.
There is literally no
one
other way.
One small step for man, one giant leap for humankind.
I mean, yes, I'm just telling you straight up. If you try and do it with her in actual dragon form, you're going to need to go... You're going to need to go swimming in there in order to... For her to feel anything.
Do the backstroke, bro.
Oh, goodness.
One arm, two arm. One arm, two arm.
That is...
Dive on it.
That is assuming you don't get crushed to death by the folds. But nonetheless.
Listen, if you're gonna die, that's a good way.
I mean, you're not wrong.
That's a good way to go.
It is. It very much is. Let's see. So...
She's a fucking tsundere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's like a tsundere mixed with a yandere, so she can kill you.
I mean, yeah, she can, but
for the most part, she's like, I don't want him.
Yeah, her instincts are like, nah, can't do it, fam.
You're beneath me, and then you fuck her brains out, and she's like, oh, fuck, never mind. Oh, you're my treasure now.
Oh, goodness.
They love treasure, including precious metals, jewels, and magic items. Yeah. I just imagine just a dragon filled with bad dragons. Everywhere. That's her whore. That's her treasure.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, it didn't define treasure being gold.
I mean, yeah, true.
The treasure could be anything.
It can. Anything that they want, that they consider treasure. You're not wrong.
just like a horde of anime plushies.
I feel like that would go more to the monster hunter girls than anything else, especially the Elder Dragon ones.
Yes. I can see it.
Let's see. So... The high intelligence, obviously, big plus for me.
I don't give a shit. They could be dumb as bricks.
I know. We've discussed that before.
I don't know. Dumb, big, chested bimbos is hot to me, and I don't know why.
Then that's fair.
Because they don't know better, and I'm like, yeah, I know better. I'll take care of you.
Yeah, that's the phrasing you want to go with? That's the one you want to do?
You know what? Probably not.
All right.
Bad phrasing.
Well, nonetheless. Oh, goodness. So, yeah, you can literally fuck them stupid to where they think that you're more powerful than them, hilarious.
How big is their, like, dragon form and their human form?
Okay, so...
She looks pretty big.
Yeah, okay, so I want to say for human form, she's probably... Yeah.
8 foot?
No, seven.
Seven? Okay.
I'd say a good 7 feet. Okay. Maybe for older dragon girls, I can see 8 feet.
I feel like older would be shorter, because when you get older, you get smaller.
Not for dragons. Not for dragons.
Oh, okay.
As Dark Souls has told us.
Yes. But when you become older in Dark Souls as a dragon, you just start flaking.
I mean, have you seen the Great Elder Dragon in Dark Souls 2?
Yes, I have.
That thing is literally the size of the stage.
He's literally God.
Oh, but no. What's it? For their actual dragon form, I would say 500 feet. That's probably...
500?
Yeah, that may be... Actually, no. That's a little modest.
That's a little much.
No, I think I'm being a little modest.
No.
Hold on.
He's looking up something. If I had to guess, while he's looking that up, if I had to guess, I'm going to bet like 200 feet. Because a dragon is big, yeah, but like, it's like, I imagine dragons were just like a little bit bigger than elephants with wings and a tail.
Hold on. I'm looking up a dragon size chart here.
Because like, I've seen, some dragons are literally the size of a castle, which is absurd.
True.
And then some are like normal size, like I'm imagining like Kobayashi level.
Yes. Okay. So, according to D&D.
Oh, D&D. Yeah.
Yep. Fully grown, they are about 85 feet long from nose to tail.
Yeah. Okay.
So we were both off.
Yeah. Some more than others, but
I mean you're correct here. I'm not disagreeing.
No, but 85 feet is huge.
Yeah, no, that's really big.
But I'm down for that one. 500 feet, I was like, no. 200 feet, I'm like, eh. No, 100%. 85 feet, I'm diving in. Dive on in.
That's fair. You're gonna be like that guy from the first episode of The Boys. The hero that does the dive bomb into the girl's vagina. bar.
Yes.
Yeah, you're literally going to be that guy.
Yes, yes, I am.
You're literally going to become him.
Yes. Listen, there's nothing wrong with this.
Oh, goodness. All right. What are some what are some negatives on this? Because we've been singing their praises.
Oh, because there's so many good things. Okay, so
obviously for you, you like tsundere, so
I like tsundere.
Them calling humans, aka you, worthless and insignificant being, is just a turn on for you at this point.
Don't call me out, but yes.
But whereas for me, I'm not really into tsundere, so I would say that's a negative.
Fun side story. When me and Trevor went to a con recently.
Oh, goodness, that's right.
I got two stickers of characters that I like that were both, like, a villain and, like, super tsundere character. And he goes, first character, he's like, oh, you like the mean girls, huh? You like getting bullied? And I'm like, whatever.
For a little tidbit for our viewers, the characters in question was Nagataro and Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
And then he picked out the second one and went, oh, I was joking, but no, that's your thing. And I was like, man, don't call me out. Like, I'm buying shit from you. Come on.
Oh, man. I hope they're at the next convention we go to.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
But dragon girls are just cute. They're super cute. They're super creative. And they look all unique and different, and they don't look so, like, menacing that you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to fuck this thing, you know? Yeah. Like, Nergigante girl was like, she's going to destroy me.
Yes.
Dragon girls look like, no, I can take you. Like, she looks like the strong hentai protagonist before she falls in the hentai.
Right.
That's the feeling I'm getting when I'm looking at this.
That's fair. As far as design is concerned, if you don't like anthropomorphic ears, she does have dragon-like ears, so that might be a problem for you. I don't care either way.
That's very specific.
I know. I don't care one way or the other about ears unless I'm like doing some kinky stuff. Then that's that.
The only thing. So you can probably answer this question for me.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact. Bad dragon dildos are all shapes, sizes, and very strange things.
Yes,
on them.
lots of different mythological creatures and even some popular characters in media.
Yes. Now, my question to you, is I personally don't know, the pocket pussies does the dragon ones have specific things about them that make them different than normal vaginas?
So I haven't looked at bad dragons. Fleshlights in a while because they're awful quality.
Oh, don't say that! I could be a potential sponsor! What are you doing?
I'm just saying what I've experienced, all right?
They must have gotten better. Please sponsor us.
But if I were to say much like actual dragon dildos themselves, I would say the inside of a dragon's vagina would be ribbed.
With, like, mini scales?
Just in the actual formation of the inside of the vagina. Because you have, for female, it's folds.
Yeah.
But for the dragons, it would be kind of ribbed so that it would have a different sensation altogether.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Like, another thing I would say is, what's another bad thing about this?
I mean, okay, so in the picture we're seeing, she has actual legitimate claws, so I think handjobs are a bit out of the question here.
And if you don't like tall girls, that means you're a coward, but...
Also, you're not going to get any prostate play from her, because if she tries to put a finger in the butt, man, have fun with all those lesions.
You are going to die of dysentery.
Yep, you're going to die of a lot of things.
You're gonna die of so many things.
She's basically just gonna pluck your prostate like a grape from a tree.
Oh, shut up! No!
That's one horror story for you.
Oh, yeah, great. Thank God butt stuff is off limits
for
her.
Good thing you don't like that kind of thing.
It's off limits for her.
Oh, my goodness.
I would say the other thing is she gets really, like, once you conquer her, she gets really needy.
I mean, yeah, she gets...
Which, of course, she's like, oh, never leave my sight. Which could become a problem.
Yeah, if you don't like clingy girls, then that's going to be an issue.
He's like, you're my treasure. And I'm like, please let me go to work. We need food.
Just take her to work with you.
Take your pet dragon waifu to work?
Yes! Literally do what Kobayashi did with Toru. And have your wife be your vehicle to work. Have her be your little driver to work, my man. It's that easy.
Be my vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Have her fly you to work.
I'd love that. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, fuck ass. Fuck ass prices. I brought a waifu.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness.
Dragon power. Horsepower?
Yeah.
Dragon power.
Yeah, dragon power, man. Let's see. Obviously,
color variations are really cool. You can so many, like red,
there's
blue. The one we're looking at right now is green.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of cool different variations. See the scaleless.
Oh goodness. And depending on which mythological book you read about dragons, each different color variation means a different core personality that she has.
That's true.
So
what kind of girl, dragon girl, would you want, huh? Because you have very limited options. And you know what I want? I want that tsundere, like, how it's described. But, like, you don't like yandere or tsundere.
No. I would want a Dami Mami type. I don't know what that
Lukoa?
Would...
You want Lukoa?
Well, I want Lukoa. I want Lukoa.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't fucking blame you.
Oh.
Like, if there was, a tsundere in Dragon Maid, that'd be top.
Yeah, fair.
But there's not. So Lukoa is the best.
Not yet.
I haven't gotten that far. Oh boy, is there really?
There kind of is. She's tsundere light.
Are you talking about the big titty?
Yeah.
Oh, she's not very.
A little bit. A little bit. Tsundere light. Light.
I can't remember her name. Ilalia.
Elia, I think, because there's
Lula. I don't remember.
Her nickname's Lulu.
I think. Yeah, yeah.
I want to say, but nonetheless, as for a color variation, I don't know. I think a gold dragon, or I don't want to go with red. That's very stereotypical.
But it's very good, though.
It is very good.
That's the thing. That's stereotypical because it's good.
Fair. I would say either gold or black dragon. I would have either one of those personally as like my top two color variations.
Okay.
What about you?
I'd either want it to be like a light blue.
Okay.
Or a tinted black.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think that would look really cool.
That would.
Like, it like shines, like, whatever color she is in the light.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah.
That'd be really good.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. I'm just pimping her out like a car now, because I just want to drive. I just want to fly her.
Yeah, I goodness sakes.
And I have a built-in place that I like to go in while she drops me off to work.
Oh, my God. Sir, why are your clothes all wet?
Oh, you know, it was raining. Sir, it's completely dry outside.
It's 86 degrees outside with no clouds.
Huh, weird. It was just raining a second ago. Well, off to work I go.
Oh my goodness. I think with that, we can give our final ratings. What is your final rating on Dragon Girls?
I'm giving this a 9, but I'm giving this like a badass CL level. Yeah.
All right.
9. It's not a 10. It's a 9.
All right. I think after talking about all this, there is a lot of potential. There is some pet play potential that we didn't go into.
Oh, that's right. If you want to talk about that, you can.
All right. So quickly,
we have no rules.
We really don't.
We can do whatever the fuck we want.
So obviously, as she's just going to fawn over you, especially if you get into the position where she thinks that you are more powerful than her. Yeah, you can, as it says, she basically becomes a mere female lizard that just fawns over their husband and just wants sex. You could totally get a pet play angle in that easily.
Easy.
It would be so just like that.
It would be so easy to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so nice. Although, she also could be like, you're my pet treasure, and you're like, oh.
I mean, if you want to be in the pet, if
she
you
may
want,
not give you a choice.
If you want to be the pet instead of the owner, then hey, you can certainly do that. I won't complain.
All right, there I think we can call it.
Yes, I'm going to give my final rating of... I'll give it an 8. 8 is my final rating on this.
Okay.
Yes, but... Thank you so very much, everyone, for checking out this episode. If you want to, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more of this kind of stuff, consider subscribing. And if you want to get updates on the show, then please go and check out the Twitter for our channel and all that. And be sure to please check out the artist who did the thumbnail for this episode.
Absolutely. We're going to get a good one for this one. Stay degenerate.
Yep, and until then, see you all next time.